USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest city to see unrest in its streets following the shooting of a black man by police is Kenosha, Wisconsin. Video that's gone viral shows Jacob Blake being shot in the back after opening a car door and starting to get into the vehicle. This man witnessed it.
He didn't have no weapon or nothing. And his kids are right there, and they, I guess, felt the need to shoot him.
Some protests turned into riots with people setting vehicles and a city dump truck on fire. Windows were broken and tear gas had to be used by police. The Republican National Convention is officially underway. RNC Chairwoman Ron McDaniel opening the convention a short time ago in Charlotte. Republicans now get their chance to convince Americans that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence deserve four more years in office. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes.
We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Three Maryland police officers shot responding to a call about a home invasion last evening in Prince George's County just outside Washington, D.C. The three officers who were wounded are expected to survive, and the two suspects were apprehended. County Executive Angela Alsobrooks visiting with the three men in the hospital last evening saying they were all in good spirits, with one of them telling her,
I just hope this doesn't hold me back. I love this community, and I want to continue in this job.
Two tropical storms still heading towards the Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Marco has maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour now and is heading towards the mouth of the Mississippi River. Tropical Storm Laura could become a hurricane as it reaches the Gulf Coast with maximum sustained winds of about 65 miles an hour, probably on Wednesday. It's currently off the southern coast of Cuba. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump's former campaign manager and one of his longest-serving allies is leaving the administration at the end of the month. Kellyanne Conway says she's stepping away to focus on her family, and her husband, George Conway, is also stepping away from his role at the Lincoln Project, an outside group of GOP party members who are opposed to President Trump. Kellyanne Conway says their four children are in their tweens and starting a new academic year and require a level of attention and vigilance that is as unusual as these times, the words of Kellyanne Conway. Denver City officials saying they'll take action after a riot which led to damage to the police department's headquarters and several other downtown buildings over the weekend. Director of Public Safety Murphy Robinson announcing he was suspending the cap that he had put on the inmate population at Denver County Jail because of the coronavirus pandemic. Denver police arrested 12 people in connection with a Saturday riot, one officer suffering a concussion and burns during that confrontation. And the CDC no longer recommends travelers self-quarantine for 14 days after returning to the country or their state. New COVID-19 guidelines just released only advise travelers to follow local recommendations or requirements. The agency still recommends people wear masks and follow social distancing guidelines. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.